What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Haven, episode 421 with Darren Furtado. Today, I have a super exciting episode for you, talking about the role of artificial intelligence in today's healthcare. Now, I have brought on two esteemed guests to talk about this topic. So, would you like to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, Dr. Furtado. Thank you for bringing me onto the show. I'm Dr. Moneyblock, professor of computational biostatistics at Columbia, with my PhD from University of Washington at St. Louis. And I work at Kaiser Permanente under the Artificial Intelligence Department.
Thanks for having me on today. My name is Dr. Michael P. Oxlong, Dean of Biotechnology Research at the University of California at San Francisco, with a PhD from Princeton University.
Well, it's great to have you guys on the show today. And Dr. Moneyblock, let's start with you. What's the most exciting research that you guys are doing at the AI department?
Thank you for asking me that question, because we're actually currently working on an application called Internet of Medical Things, also known as IOMT for short. And basically what it is an application that our consumers will use, where it kind of mitigates the number of meetings that they need to have with their doctor that are kind of like just normal checkups, like, you know, your symptoms, your vital signs and all that. And basically what the app does is it gives you your vital signs so you don't even go to the doctor. And let's say if, you know, you wake up and basically every day you wake up, you tell the app your symptoms, how you're feeling, and basically everything you need to tell it. And what it will do is it'll tell you, you know, what you need to do, maybe like exercise or something, what medications you need if you are feeling a certain way, like if you have a fever or something, like maybe Advil, or, you know, just basically anything that kind of helps you not have to travel to the hospital every time you need to get a checkup. And it kind of, it saves the doctor's time and it saves the consumer's time as well.
So that seems great for people who are just feeling some light symptoms or don't really need to see a doctor face to face. But what about people who are in serious need of medication and treatment? Can AI play a role in the development of medication?
Well, yeah, people often assume that AI just streamlines processes, you know, helps with the logistical processing of data and therefore helps the medical field. But what people often overlook is the fact that AI can really help researchers develop medicine from the ground up. It costs approximately $2.6 billion to develop a drug from the startup and, you know, distribute it globally. And these costs are extremely large. And what ends up happening is they spend all this money on research, so they need to recuperate it by making drug prices higher. But if AI can go and determine, you know, biomarkers that helps researchers out, it can reduce the overall cost of the drug because, like, labor, the time spent and labor spent on making these drugs reduces, therefore reducing the cost overall to get it to the end consumer. So you really see AI, you know, streamlining processes for researchers from the ground up.
See, that is truly amazing application of technology. And I want to see how much further we can go with it. So I'm going to present to you an anecdote, something that happened in my personal life. So recently, my aunt was diagnosed with breast cancer. But actually, fortunately, it turned out to be a false reading. So in this situation, the doctor would have to deal with qualitative data from mammograms and scans and things like that, not quantitative data. So in terms of making medication, AI and robotics and software deals with a lot of quantitative data. But in this kind of case where it's more qualitative and examining things like that, can AI have a role in this field?
Yes, so we're actually developing an application in our Department of Artificial Intelligence in Kaiser. And basically what it does is, as you've spoken about how there's like maybe false disease signs that that these mammograms may give patients, that doctors may give patients based on the mammograms. And what our AI actually does is it analyzes and reads the mammograms. First of all, it reads it 30 times faster than a doctor, which is way more efficient than like human than a human analyzing it. And not only is it 30 times faster, it's 99% accuracy as opposed to the 50% accuracy that we have with current human doctors, which means, you know, it's it's a huge difference, right? Even though maybe one in 100 is still somewhat of a big number when it comes to telling patients that they have diseases like cancer, like certain types of cancers. But, you know, it's only the beginning of this technology, and I'm sure we can move forward with that and make it even nearly impossible for false information to be spread to patients. And yeah, I just feel like that the AI is making a huge difference when it comes to things like this.
So it definitely seems like AI can streamline a lot of these processes and save a lot of time and money. But in that saving time and money, it seems like AI is taking a lot of the roles away from researchers and doctors, albeit that they're doing it better. So Michael, do you have any concerns about the potential of losing jobs like doctors and researchers that we've talked about today?
Yeah, actually, my colleague, Dr. Moneyblock over here, brought up an important statistic. You know, the 99% accuracy rate that AI is able to deliver means that we as humanity are moving towards trusting AI with all our medical needs. This is a problem because we're gonna see a disincentivization of people going into the healthcare sector and an over reliance on artificial intelligence to diagnose our diseases. But this is a problem since artificial intelligence acts off, you know, human data inputs, and it's not easy to program in the human factor of the healthcare sector. So this is one of the concerns that professionals in my industry are currently talking about.
Yeah, actually, I love how you brought that point up, because this is a huge topic of discussion in our workplace. And I actually, you know, based on the discussion we've had, I actually researched, and the number of jobs that are being lost from AI in the healthcare field specifically is much less significant than the jobs being created by AI. And actually, a Forbes article wrote that 58 million new jobs will be created by artificial intelligence just in the span of two more years, which is a lot more than the jobs that are being lost by healthcare. And I feel like, you know, people who are aspiring to be, you know, working in prestigious jobs like artificial intelligence and, you know, engineering and all that, will be smart enough to go into areas where there's more jobs being in development, and like, you know, higher chance for getting a job in this kind of field. And even though it's not specifically a job in the healthcare, I feel like artificial intelligence is more broad, and artificial intelligence can be applied in multiple fields, including healthcare. So the jobs being created by artificial intelligence indirectly gives jobs to healthcare as well.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today and sharing your knowledge. And I think our future is going to be very bright and for the generations ahead. And I think it's safe to say that AI is going to play a much bigger role in the future and have much more streamlined processes. So it's going to be an exciting time. So thank you again. And to all the listeners, thank you for tuning in. Tune in again on episode 257 next Tuesday. Thank you. And have a great Christmas break.
We did it.